Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Finger. Now you can. Biometric ID inside the innovative new C-Class.
Pushing me away, so leave it.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles. And I'm your host tonight, Mr. Olansky. Now, of course, available from Lagos tonight, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, of course, we have a surprise special guest speaker tonight. A person who's going to give us her wonderful poetry, about 10 poems tonight. And the surprise is, it's your true friend and mine, Sister Bessie the Truth, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2021. How you doing, Sister Bessie?
Peace and blessings. I'm doing fine, Brother O. Peace and blessings to the world.
Yes, indeed. So tonight, the Boston Chronicles is not always about, you know, Mr. Jeffrey Sanders, who may be on later on. But tonight, Sister Bessie's going to fill in for Mr. Boston. Now, of course, this is historic, right, Sister Bessie? Never before has any show has been done other than Mr. Boston. And, of course, you know, he gives his approval tonight, and he's very, very happy you are filling in, being a host on the Boston Chronicles tonight. How you feel about that?
Oh, I feel good about it. I appreciate him a great deal. I love his poetry, and I'm a great supporter of him.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, we're going to do 10 poems and, you know, actions of 5, you know, doing a little music in between the two. So we're going to do the first 2 poems, and then we're going to my music. And, you know, we ain't got to tell, once you do your second poem, I'm going to play the music. And once I, you know, come back, you do your next poem. And it's just like that. So you do your 2 poems, music, next poems, music, all the way to the 10 poems you do. So without further ado, the mic is yours.
The first poem is called, Why Should I? Why should I let you defeat me? Why should I let you hate me without a cause? Why should I pray for my enemies? Why should I let you have my soul to destroy? Why should I? Why should I? Why should I face every day without a smile? Why should I? Why should I? Why should I let you take away my God-given talent? Why should I? Why should I care what you think of me? Well, I don't. Why should I believe you mean me well when actually you don't? Why should I not be strong in the face of evil? Why should I not fight you with the power of the Most High? Why should I? Why should I tell the truth when no one wants to listen? Why should I? Why should I? Why should I tell you? Why should I? Why should I tell you the truth? Why should I? Number 2, freedom. Freedom we never had. It's been an illusion since the beginning of time. The conspiracy is the manipulation of your mind from the people of swine. Freedom we never had. Follow the rules, they say, which they have never followed to this day. You've been stripped of your true spirit while they stole all your merits. Freedom we never had. Your story was great. Put that on your plate. Freedom we never had. Destroying is what they do with all lies rather than truth. Your skin is beauty, but they tell you that you're nothing but a monkey. Freedom we never had. The White House we see is just a plantation, and you're the field Negro in this nation. Freedom we never had. Outrage you must have. My people, it's now time to create a new path. Freedom we never had. The deadly skills you must place to your wit. Put the art of war in your kit. Freedom we never had. Remember the Zulu. Study Charlottesville to give yourself a boost. Freedom we never had. This is a state of war. The threat is at your door. Be wise as Timbuktu, because your emancipation was a lie. There's no time to cry. Freedom we never had. Don't be miseducated. Pick up a book so you'll know how to remove these crooks. Now you know. We never had freedom. Don't underestimate your enemy because he sold you for a penny. He came to take your will and to steal and to kill. No one has told you that you are immortal. Listen, 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 because it is written, this is the only way you'll be strengthened. Remember, remember the freedom we never had.
David Ruffin tonight. And of course, 516-453-9133. We're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time, Multimedia. All around the world, listening on the internet, you can call in. Of course, you know, press 1 and join. I know everybody's listening. You know, join in with us. Share a poem if you like. But now we get back to Sister Bessie. The mic is yours.
The name of this poem is Everything All Right With You. Is everything all right with you? Do you think the world has become cruel? Something is wrong. Can you feel it? It seems as a bitter taste, isn't it? There's a storm coming. We're not listening to the warnings. There's a frequency in our ears that has a ringing. Your earth is moaning while the people are just funning. Stories has been told because many hearts are grown cold. Can we speak truth even when it's much too much for some? Grab their minds with knowledge to clear out all the garbage. Is everything all right with you? The trees are weeping while something has loved to go a-fleeting. Is time running out? Are we being surrounded by those who have so much clout? Is everything all right with you? Stop and think of those who are being used as tools, a game plan. Are you weak or can you stand? Is everything all right with you? The black and white floors are planning a purge. Is everything all right with you? It's time to become new in the truth. All of us must get out of this matrix booth. Lift up your voices beyond the roof because the universe and the stars are not far. Is everything all right with you? In your thoughts, hear the all to the world. Is everything all right with you? Is everything all right with you? The next one is peace I give to you. Peace I give to you. Who are you in a world that is filled with hate? Peace I give to you. Yes, you are another, but I still call you my sister and brother. We must go farther. Peace I give to you. Stand tall even when obstacles are in your way. It's time not tomorrow but today. Peace I give to you. Challenge life's wrong. Be strong. Peace I give to you. To suffer is part of the struggle, but we must right the deception. Peace I give to you. For we were placed in this world to be outspoken. If you don't strive to do this, the world will become broken. So your heart is the battleground. You have the Creator's crown. Hear his voice. Listen to the sound. Peace I give to you. Because by truth, you are bound. My spirit is the peace I give to you. My spirit, the peace I give to you.
When you
the one and only David Ruffin, y'all. I can't, you know, I love this soundtrack. Now, of course, out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Sister Bessie, the mic is yours.
This poem is called I Am That Woman. I am that woman that you deserted. I am Newt of Kemet with the stars in my body. I am your mother. I am your sister, your wife. You came from my womb. I nursed you. I was your beginning. I was called Lucy, the first woman. My name is Maya Angelou. I am Queen Nani. I am Makeda's Queen Sheba. I am Rosa Parks. I am Betty Shabazz. I am Ida B. Wells. I stood up for you. I gave my life for you. I'm the slave woman that got raped to keep you alive. And you disgraced me. You disrespect me. And you made me a whore in your music. You've destroyed the beautiful soul of me. All around the world, I'm looked at as spilt because you didn't love me enough to call me your queen. I'm the one who was there in the beginning of time. Now you desire another of another race, and now I'm gay because you didn't love me. The earth is filled with my pain and my tears. Abandon me, you have my father, my brother, my husband, my lover, my king, black man. I am that woman. You deserted. The next poem is called This Is Just My Thoughts. Stop the war against your soul. Witness the power of the Most High, for the enemy wants you to die. The trouble has begun. The forces of the destroyer is everywhere. It's all in the air. Can you hold on to your spirit while the demons come nearer and nearer? Have the sword at your side, because we're about to take a serious ride. Don't make a mistake. All the stories are all fakes. Create a path, because they are filled with wrath. This is no mystery, for your mind has to be free to destroy their plots of disease. All has been taken by force. Don't be shaken. Just keep your eyes and mind open so the world doesn't fall in their hands. It's a plan, a game of chess for you to be at your best. Watch for the test. I'm telling you, this is no jest. This is just my thoughts.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hands and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue and oh, honor every tear. and I think it would show, then everyone would know. Concealed inside is a broken heart. So build a statue and oh, build it high so the world can see. Then it's right, the world's greatest fool, and name it after.
The great David Ruffin, y'all. And, of course, we're back on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, and brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight, this is the Boston Chronicles, and, of course, our special host tonight is Sister Bessie the Truther with her wonderful rendition of poetry near and dear to our heart. Sister Bessie, the mic is yours.
This poem here is called Sister Bessie's Front Porch. It's about a little old lady telling you the truth about the games being played, how not to always believe in the lies they say. Many don't like this old lady because she puts up a fight to show many the light. It's my front porch, and I do as I please. The chess game that the enemy orchestrates, she removes the king so the queen can become the matriarch and let her pawns be free. The soul that I portray helps many to this day. This is my porch, and I don't play with the truth in what I say. You may dance like the black face from the past. When Sister Bessie speaks, she heals the weak. Justice is my cause for my people. So when this old lady teaches, she makes your mind think. I won't be a slave or be knave. This mother never went to college. I was taught by my creator and my ancestors. You may want to keep many blind and deaf so they can't see or hear, but be aware of those whose words are like the matrix that puts you in the same old trap. Sister Bessie's porch is to awake you, not for you to nap. I reveal the scoop about the trauma. This is why many call me mama. This is my porch, and I will leave your brain with a fiery torch. I'm the queen of Sister Bessie's front porch. I'm the master of my destiny. So continue with your fakery, because I'm that old lady that will take you down. Hear my word sounds, for I'm the flower in this town. As I rock in my chair, I'm telling you, your form shall go nowhere. So stay in your place. for the gun that I carry will leave no trace. Justice and freedom and courage is my cake. Tell me, can you keep your listeners awake? You might as well come and sit on my porch, for you just lost on Sister Bessie's front porch. My next poem is called White Supremacy on Attack. Supremacy on attack, symptoms of war, because they hate the black tar, claiming that they are superior, taking lives with animal instincts, shedding blood, thinking you're in the right. You're idiots for every day and night. Fear is your plan. To hell will you take your own people. When the judgment comes, it will be lethal. You are the lowest of all nature. You're from the just. Your form of justice stinks with all your web links, teaching your children to become murderers like a clan of herders, loading up your weapons to kill for fun. Ooh, I hear the drums. A wicked seed, even down to that foul old creed, disease to this whole planet. Your ashes, we will rake up in the minute. The war you bring will cause many of you to be destroyed before your time. And to many, it will be as a taste of sweet wine. All of you deserve death for your crimes. Continue if you may. Around the corner will come your fate. You're not clay from the potter, a liar from the pits of hell. And I hope they dump you all in a deep well. Life you continue to take that you did not create. Who told you that you were supreme? Well, you're not. You're just a fart. Down, down, you're going into a burning fire, and the world shall clap, clap, and your so-called supremacy shall then be a rap. Did you hear me that I tapped my mic? This is for all you supreme maggots.
I heard a song, nothing good to me, yeah. Rolling over the
the great, great David Ruffin tonight. And, of course, like I said again, all folks want to call in, 516-453-9133, or going to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight is the Boston Chronicles with our special guest host, Sister Bessie the Truther. Before she goes into our next round, Sister Bessie, how you feel about tonight, man, and a little bit of David Ruffin? And, of course, all callers, and we're press 1, we're going to do it after Sister Bessie does her pieces. But how you feel tonight, Sister Bessie?
Oh, I feel wonderful. And you know I love The Temptations. I love David Ruffin. I love all the old school music anyway. And I'm enjoying standing in for my brother. I'm enjoying it.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, you know, the mic is yours for your next two pieces. Let's get it in where we fit okay. in. The mic is yours.
Yes, this poem I wrote during the time of the coronavirus when it came out. Coronavirus, a sneaky agenda that has been planned since a certain group took over the planet. The game with your life has been staged. Coronavirus, a sneaky agenda that has been planned since a certain group took over the planet. The game with your life has been staged. Can you manage? The scientists must be the blame. This is insane. Will you still give that electric vote while they bring in martial law with the choke? Many seems to think this is unreal. The real nightmare is about to be unsealed. Who said the calm before the storm? You were conditioned with this impeachment hoax. This is not a joke. It's an agenda that is burning like smoke. Your freedom slowly has been taken away, and you didn't know. Can you fly? Can you boat? Can you train? The world is being put on lockdown while you take a toke. Keep blowing the smoke while the enemy prepares to give you a toxic virus poke. People of the earth, do you know your worth? I know many are suffering from hurt. You know something was wrong because many of us tried to warn you. But the eyes were closed and the mind was shut up. The spirit of the creator dwells in you. Don't be no fool. Don't take these things you see as a tiny bee. Let your mind grow into a tree. Hey, you thought Sister Bessie was whack and the truth was an act. I'm telling you, wake the F up, Jack, because the enemy has made a pact. It's not the coronavirus. The whole world is being held hostage while many of them have gone underground as the world drowns. Unveil your eyes and look around. Do you hear the warning sounds? Keep being pimped like a wimp while they cart the people off this world into caskets. Just don't be a witness. We must gather our thoughts to fight this. This is my pleading. The coronavirus is just the beginning. It's now or never. Don't wait too late because you're in a war state. Listen, it's not too late to change the world's fate. Don't let your mind be on the take. I'm screaming to the world, awake. Awake, awake. The war you fight can lead you to the light. The war you fight can lead you to the light. Open your eyes to the serious sight. Juneteenth don't pay for the past. It's to know who you are to fight the coming crash. It's a tribute to make your mind loose. You know who you be. Remove the blood-sucking leech. Time to rise. Why are you letting the children die? The war you fight can lead you to the light. Stop feeding into the marijuana lie. Tap into the universe. I'm talking to you, youth, while you have time. It's time to change the world and get into the moral lane because the elite has conspired to drive many insane. If we don't, one hookup, you won't have the power to look up. No time for fear, for we have a short time to be here. Make a difference and you'll see the deliverance. The war you fight can lead you to the light. take that Akubalan fist. Remember the ancestors' list. Don't cut that wrist. Live the correct. Live to correct the wrongs, because the power will take you home to that mighty throne. Challenge the soul in you. Take to make us new. Remember, the war you fight can lead you to the light.
A great performance tonight from the wonderful International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, nominee for the class of 2021, Sister Bessie the Truth. We're so proud of her. Tonight is the Boston Chronicles, and she is the special guest host of it. And I'm so proud of Sister Bessie, you know, spreading her love and her light to the spoken word. The last two poems tonight from Sister Bessie Truther, and then we'll take callers. Sister Bessie, the mic is yours, honey.
All right. Brothers and sisters out there, this poem is called I'm Not a Cougar. I'm not a cougar. Yes, I look younger, but I'm not going to screw you because I was brought up the right way. How can I teach you if I'm in the bed with you? I got morals. You are my sons and my daughters. For me, I just want to school you. And for you, sugar daddies, you should be ashamed of yourself because many of these girls is somebody's daughter. Young man, I want you to be a warrior for our nation and be proud that I can stand here like a mother. I'm not playing with you. Look. I demand respect. That's where I'm at. You are the next generation. Yes, I'll hold my ground. For this, I'm bound. Stop the bull crap, old folks, because I don't joke. Repair our families, for if you continue, your ass will be in Hell's River. You know this lifestyle was never in Africa. So for you young men, I'm not a cougar. Don't play with me, because I'll make you flee. Understand that I'm a mother to all. Play with me, and I'll fool you. This mother won't game. I'll make it plain. I'm not a cougar. Stay in your place. I'm not a cougar. My next point. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brother O.
You all right. You already, man, look, you made a masterpiece tonight. Are you kidding? To talk about you, sorry. Are you kidding me? You can go ahead and talk your talk.
Okay. The last poem is trauma. Trauma draws karma. Many are under trauma because of the leak causing drama. The serpent has arisen to the point that many in the world minds are distant. The wave of evil has given the world plagues. Where is the justice that should be among us? Wicked weapons used to destroy, and we make no fuss. Have we become dumber to the wicked lies we are told to trust? Tears come in trembling, rage, anger, violence is everywhere we turn. This is trauma. For thousands of years, have we had enough? Is it time, isn't it time to shine against these crimes? The creator of this world was out of love. Don't forget about who dwells above. Vengeance is mine, said the all. Don't forget the trauma you caused will bring back karma. The world has been taken. It's time for you to be awakened. To change the world, you must be moral and strive to balance the scales that has become too heavy. Ask for power so you can be driven to save the world from its decaying. Remember, there has always been trauma, but be aware, everything brings back karma.
The neon sign. People fell behind their eyes, yeah. He got it deep. Somebody love. And where am I heading? Without a love, I'm just hopelessly treading. Lost or apart, I'm chained to a heart I refuse to give. I was afraid to leave.
The great David Ruffin. No one had more soul than David Ruffin. It's like, you know what I mean? That's that Alabama type sound right there, man. Struggle, man. And overcoming to get success. I'm going to bring back on Sister Bessie Trooper, man. How you feel tonight, Sister Bessie, filling in for the great, great Jeffrey, Mr. Boston
Sands? I feel wonderful. I want to thank everybody for listening to my poetry, and I want to thank my brother for allowing me to do the poetry tonight, and I want to thank you. Yes.
Yes, indeed. How do you like that David Ruffin tonight, man? No, man, that's a crooner above the ages right there.
David Ruffin was a wonderful singer, you know, and I can listen to him sing over and over again. I've always liked it, the old school music, and I still do. Because a lot of the music today, I can't understand it. But I love the fact the old music told stories, and you could relate to those stories.
Yes. Now we open up these lines right here at WBNN. And, of course, we have caller number one in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Clev one in the building.
Uh-oh.
Calling from the street of Philadelphia. The Broad
what's
Street
going
Bully
on,
side.
Clev one? Yeah, man, what's going on, brother? Good to hear from you, man. Sister Bessie, Clev one, man. You know, he's on
Will of God show,
Sister Bessie was killing it with the rhymes. She was killing it with the old school, hard old school spoken word, you know what I'm saying? When I'm talking about, we talking about classic, we talking about the classic poetry, you know what I'm saying? The hard poetry, you know what I'm saying? That revolutionary poetry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff that, you know what I mean? That kind of set the tone for a lot of the, you know, spoken word people and the poets and things. You know, people like, you know, people like me, you know what I'm saying, who like to make the words rhyme and take full advantage and make innovations of the language that we speak. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of these things that we say, they don't hear us. So we entertain them. Sometimes you got to entertain them with your speech. So yes, Sister Betsy, you know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciated those flavorful and real words with attitude. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Now, for the first time since the Hall of Fame phenomenon, Sister Betsy, the first time since Andrea Presley, we're going to have a host come in with music with the Dynamic Soul Review. And this young man is brand new to our network. And Clef One is going to help me, you know, go to another level. This young man does not play. And that's the history of our network. And bringing him in, part of our network, starting tomorrow night, I'm real proud of that. Clef, I'm proud of you, man. Welcome to WBNN.
Hey, man.
Hey,
you know, the pleasure is all mine. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's an honor to, you know, kind of be, you know, amongst some people who, you know, have a care or have a cautious mind about what happens out here and where we've been, where we are, and where we should go. And, you know, and a lot of the things that a lot of us are scared to speak upon, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those who's gonna strike the sword and be the leaders to teach more leaders on how to do the things. We could show you better. We could tell you anything out there. So you know what I mean? I'm more of the action pack. I'm out in the field, getting busy. You know what I'm saying? Against the enemies out here. You know, and a lot and some of these things have to be articulated to some of our people that don't understand how these things are. We just shouting and screaming at one another with hatred.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't fight hatred with hatred. You know what I'm saying? Meaning we can't fight evil with evil. When do evil with evil win the war? You know what I'm saying? Evil against evil. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm marching armies up to fight this war with sensible sense, with sensible actions. And that's what we gonna do out here. Put the foot down.
All right, Sister Betsy, how you feel about this young blood coming to WBNN? How you feel about the young blood?
Oh, welcome, brother. We need some more youth to speak the truth. And I thank you for coming on. You're part of the family now. Don't ever forget that you're part of the family.
I appreciate that, Sister Betsy. And of course, you know what I'm saying, when I speak the word family to me, you know what I'm saying, I come from the kind of families where, you know, once you win, you win. You know what I'm saying? You know, only way getting out of that family is, you know what I'm saying, we will carry you and place you where you need to be. You know what I mean? Give you your rights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I move kind of sort of like a Hannibal Smith from the 18 type of guy. I'm more like hands on, where, you know, I don't have the picket signs, but I do have the intelligence and things in which that they use on us. I think it can be used back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we fight like that. Trust me.
No,
you know what I mean? And so I will be very cautious on how we broadcast those things, but just know that we ready on our side of it.
Well, you know, this is a network that is, you know, there is no censorship, and I know the brother tomorrow night, Sister Betsy, is going to bring it. I know Sister Betsy's going to be here rooting for you tomorrow night, and I cannot wait for what you have to say tomorrow night with the music that I provide. And guys, you don't know who I'm going to bring on, you know what I mean, you know, in the soundtrack of our lives. But however, we do have a call on the line, and this young man has a lot of respect for you, Clev, and you know him. And he is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting inductee, but also this year he's elected to be a Hall of Famer in December. all the way live, Lifetime Achiever-elect, Mr. Honey Bakatoon. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fairly well. Mother, sister, Bessie was getting in. Well, I'm telling you. Hey, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Mother, sister, Bessie. Trust me. I said it many times before, but mark my words on this. I appreciate the fact that you took time to table a book, but your tone of voice is your signature.
Yes.
If you please take time from start to finish, from the beginning of your poetry book to the end of it, nothing. There's no other tone of voice on this earth that compares to yours at doing what you do. I appreciate all the things that you shared tonight, Hall of Fame nominated. And, again, that's my soundful advice to you. Much divine love and respect for Clev. Definitely going to be tuning in for tomorrow's show, man. And welcome to one of the greatest internet radio. Somebody came right behind me. That's the devil for you. Welcome to the greatest internet radio broadcasting of our time, WBNN. I mean, so many different hosts, man, with so many different flavors, each one of us doing our part. That's the great thing I love about us, the diversity and everything in which we are offering as hosts. It pretty much won't leave no stone unturned. So definitely welcome in. I'm going to be tuning in to tomorrow. And anyways, my next show, you know, because it's time for me to get out of this thing where people waiting for Mystery God to come and do something that they choose not to do for themselves. That's why I'll be speaking about Mission Planet Earth, okay, intergalactical involvement. That'll be July 28th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
We appreciate our brother right there, and what more can we say that hasn't already been said? So everyone, once you stay on, anybody else that's on this line, press one, okay? And I see YJet out there. Come on, YJet. Come on, Ambassador. You know what I mean? You know, of course, you know, other people out there, just press one. You know, Sister Bessie, I really appreciate you tonight. You know, our brother really, really wanted you to do the show. Anybody else? No one else could do the Boston Chronicles other than another, you know, Taurean. And that is Sister Bessie the Truther. No one else could do this show. And it shows that we keep on moving on, Clev, you know what I mean, and all actions available to help people and get them to understand the real plan, that is to live your life to the fullest. We're here to help people and to change people. Now, I'm going to keep you on the line there. Don't go anywhere, Clev. Don't go anywhere, Sister Bessie. I got to do my theme song. And all the folks out there, that, you know, press one now. Because here it is, y'all. The theme song to, you know, the Honey Bee Files. And I want to send a shout-out to a sister that I love very, very, very much, Brenda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This song goes out to you.
I am Superman, and I can do anything.
Superman. it's a bird, it's a plane. Fast as a bullet or a supersonic train. You got another car, but allergic to the same. Baby, baby, I'm going insane.
Show on this network, and I got a chance to interview some great people, including you, Sister Bessie, you know, right here at this outstanding station. And, you know, like I said, you know, Clev Juan, you know, welcome to the family, and one more can be said that hadn't already been said. Now, we're going to have another caller on the line right now, you know, a person that understands manufacturing and architecture. And this man is Wajet Mentuhotep L. How you doing, brother?
I'm feeling great. You know, to Sister Betsy, you know, I appreciate the creative energy you had to bring forth. You know, when I had a particular question, as far as like, what about a poem based on how the Pale People's judicial system puts a divide between melanated men and women?
The one that I did, I think, White Supremacy. I thought that covered that. But I do.
How you like that one, Roger?
I do have a poem called "The True Holocaust."
You're going to do that at the end. No, you're not. You're going to do that at the end of Ngozi time. You're going to leave us with that one. That should have answered
right.
Wajet's question. So, Wajet, we have a new person here on our network, man, Mr. Clev One, man, and I know you already heard that. And we have to say to the new brother tomorrow night.
Clev One in the building.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to witness your presence, you know what I mean, and welcome to the family.
Oh, man,
you know
thank
I mean?
You, man.
Very excited for yourself.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, my brother.
All right.
Yes.
Wajet, A&M University, man. Man, next Tuesday night, huh?
Yes. Yep, July 21st. You know,
I appreciate
tune
you,
in.
Brother.
I appreciate you as well. It's a great pleasure.
This is great, man.
No.
I'm definitely appreciating this, man. It's kind of putting me in the world of, as you know, because I appreciate the last poets and things like that out here. Like I said, man, you know, legendarily, you know, we have very talented melanated people people that come from the indigenous, you know what I'm saying, natives, you know what I mean, who activate all the powers of the, you know, as to their capacity and to their ability, all the powers in their pineal, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do these things and come up with these ideas and this information for people, you know what I mean, in this form of I'm gonna call it entertainment, you know what I mean? It's very well pleasing to hear these things like this, you know what I'm saying? Very creative.
All right,
you
now.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna bring back on Huni Bakatun with that one, man. Huni, you've been here for 5 years, man, and understanding, you know, the protocols of what we do here for every host to be themselves, man. What do you have to say to what Club One just said? If he's there. Okay, he might not be there. He might be doing his own thing. That's okay. It's all right. All right, Huni, I hate you. But we do have a outstanding call. This young man has been part of the original Beverly Nation, a charter member, his own proprietor of Sound City Radio. And he's been on radio before Internet, you know, at Villanova University and a lot of different things. He's had his own businesses. And he's a legend in, right here at this station, the incomparable Will of God.
Oh, my God. Can they really freaking hear me? I know nobody in the world really want to. You know, everybody put the, they put the, say mute. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Yo, what's up, Sister Bestie?
Hi, Will. Hi, my brother.
Oh, you know I'm so black. I am America. Oh, black in America. In America. Listen, you ever see black people get circumstantial? Circumstantial witnesses or circumstances? You got to pick which one, because I'll be damned if I won't be one there. But look, I am so happy, right? Because I didn't know what the hell is going on until I got a text like, damn, catch up. I'm like, wait a minute, catch up. I caught on. Yo, Bessie, if you don't stop, right, because I know you're going to hear everybody's feelings. Sister Bessie, you know they got a new dumb thing coming out called, the new drug called the B25 or the B5. Get another vaccine,
yes.
Five. You know,
oh, yeah.
Now, I hope you don't get in trouble for saying, hey, stupid, it is a gut. No, sorry. No, don't say that. I'm so dumb. People that did get it, your problem is not mine. I ain't gonna get it. But if you want to get the PQ5, I mean the BQ5, if you want to get the monkey shot, if you want to get whatever you want to do to be an astronaut, go to space with that. Don't bring around my kids. Because you don't
right.
know what the hell these astronauts, because, you know, they let the people out of the damn nut house. And some of them might got a job. They might be working at the pharmaceutical company. Like, I'm in the conveyor line. Ooh, even they don't know I'm coming. And y'all ain't going to know what hit you. So when you start walking down like a parachute, like, damn, what came out your butt? I'm like, yo, what the hell's wrong with that nigga? You know, but see, I ain't going to mean it. I ain't going to say it no more. But y'all ain't going to like me ever again because I'm waking Ruby up because I'm starting to see. And I don't understand why. I think I need to make this thing. I got to go back to my military zone of when I was in military school and create up countermeasures. Because if I don't create a countermeasure, I could be got, and you're going to say, yo, you remember that boy? Well, what's his name? I don't know. It could be, was it Will of God? That nigga. Yup, that boy right there. Remember that boy back in the day. Yeah, he was saying something. He gone now, but don't worry about him. You know, that's how we going to be if y'all don't recognize who you are. You ain't nothing but a name. Damn it, do not be a number. If your number's up, what you doing to do? You gone. You all gone. They ain't going to put no dirt on you. They ain't going to put you in a cage. They ain't going to put you in a box. Forget about it. You gone. So what I want to say right now is it's so ignorant. People, if y'all don't listen to everybody from today on that's going on this radio show and other internet radio shows, you're illiterate. Because the news is captivating all of us. I don't know why. I don't know why they want to do it, maybe because we're stupid or dumb. But since we are allowed to speak truly out of our, you know, beings, why not listen? Why not play it to somebody that don't got a chance to listen because they don't know what the hell's going on? They don't even know who y'all are. Every host that's on here, and my boy Clever One, what's up, man? Congratulations. I told you to get it in. Now, if y'all don't tune in to him, because I just found out just now, Clay should have told me.
My
guy,
DJ Jail on the wheels
of
steel.
You better kill him. You better kill him on the show because this boy, he educated black man. He be chilling with me on Sound City as well as me and everybody else. But if y'all don't listen to every host that's on this network, on other radio networks, they're allowed to speak freely before we're not allowed to speak freely, you will be God. Now, I'm just speaking this out French. You don't want to hear my English. Wait till my next show. You hear all types of English sentences. It's going to be great because I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just going to do it. But I'm seeing a lot of things coming down the line to us like fluid, and every host is giving you not only information, some of them are giving you knowledge, some of them are giving you education, some of them are giving you principles so you can deal with these principalities that's coming at your neck. Some of them are trying to give you love. Some of them are trying to give you Jesus. Some of them are giving you, some of them, we ain't got no satanic rituals in here no more. Thank God for that, brother. Oh, thank God you thought about that one. But you know what I'm saying?
You
so
know what?
I
shut up,
man. Off this damn line. I got to get off this line because I don't want to say no more because I'm just right here right now. But if y'all don't wake up and start, like, not only just going back in the past or the past and playing some of the shows in the past and see what it sounds like differently from the present, which is the day called now, you're an idiot. Holler at your boy.
You know what? See, Sister Betsy? See how you start this mess? You see how that?
Listen.
Always starting up, but you know what? He is a charter member of this network, and only two are left, and that's Antonio Batts and him from the original Beverly Nation. Now, of course, I want that person who is holding on tonight to hold on, because this song is dedicated to her and what she does on a constant basis, the queen of collaboration. And she already knows the song I'm going to play, and y'all, sit back. Yeah. Basic Black, y'all, right here on these WBNN station. And, of course, that young lady that, you know, I played that for is coming out right now. I don't know why I'm having the echo, but it's okay. I don't know what's going on with that line. Get that line fixed. But, however, Clev One, welcome to the family. Sister Bessie Truther, you know how it is. How you feel about tonight?
Oh, I feel relaxed, and I appreciate the brothers and sisters around the world that have listened to the show tonight. And I thank you for your support, and I appreciate Mr. Boston letting me take his place tonight. That's what we do.
Hold on.
We work together.
Hold on. I got to say, Mr. Boston, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I had to dip in after I got through with all of this stuff. The lady just hit me out of nowhere, man, told my door up. I got glass in my skin, but it's going to be all right. You know
hold on,
I'm all
hold
right.
Hold on, Mr. Boston. Hold on, Mr. Boston. I'm going to bring in the person that wanted to call in, and I got some important news. This
okay.
wonderful lady right here is the queen of collaboration around the world and, you know, an honorable commissioner. You know, formerly Miss Angela Thomas Smith. How you doing tonight, young lady?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Enjoying the show?
Yeah, you like the show tonight, huh, Angie?
Hey,
yes, I am.
I appreciate it.
I always and enjoy poetry and good conversation, and that's what I've been hearing tonight. Hey, Sister Bessie, how are you?
Hi, sweetie, how are you? I'm just fine. Thank you.
Well, you ready for this? Hold on, Mr. Boston. We got an important announcement. And
okay.
It's a historic announcement because it's the first time that a host, and remember now, you came on, so you know it's already recorded. So it's going to be attributed to you. Commissioner.
Yes.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Yes. Hi, how are you, Mr. Boston? And Sister Bessie, I've been enjoying this show tonight. But for right now, Mr. Boston, I want to congratulate you, Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your fifth all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Miss Darlene Lawrence. So congratulations, Mr. Boston, on your fifth all-time connection record. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God, I'm elated. I'm very, very, very elated. Now you go, you know, with that being said, you're gonna make me bump something off the top of my doggone head
Hold on, Sister Bessie, Sister Bessie, you're the first host. Now listen to this, Commissioner. In the history of WBNN, the first ever host to ever help another host get an all-time connection record. Sister Bessie, how you feel about that?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. Mr. Boston, congratulations.
I appreciate you. You know what, Sister Bessie? You know what? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the near future. Since you hosted my show and stood in for me, from time to time, we're going to host my show together from time to time.
Oh, wow. That'll be wonderful.
Man, that's my appreciation to you, you know. Yeah,
you ready for this?
My appreciation.
Angela Thomas Smith, you've been on here, and I'm going to bring Will of God back on. And, of course, he's on. I cannot wait for that man. July 29th on, you know, To Pharaoh. He's your true friend, Will of God. He's going to come on and do a freestyle poem in a minute. But Ansel Thomas Smith, this is the first time in the history of our network that another host helped another host garner an all-time connection record. And, Claude, I'm going to let you speak about that in a minute. You know, Ansel Thompson, this is historic tonight.
Wow. It's amazing being a part
of crazy?
Legacy and history. I mean, that's what it's all about. So thank you, Sister Ben, for stepping in and holding the fort down for Brother Sanders. So thank you, Brother Boston. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is teamwork. You know, teamwork work makes the dream work. So just thank you for leading by example.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow, Sister Bessie. You know, that's historic right then and there. I know Mr. Boston is biting at the bit, and I'm going to save him before we do Ngozi time, but I got to bring on our brother. And Clause 1, man, you know, this is your first night being on our network, man, with teamwork, man, and a person, you know, help another person break the all-time connection record. How you feel about that tonight?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be a witness to things like this. These are things that are progressive, and we want to try to encourage all our youth, all the people who, you know, these things can be done. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is a little bit of cooperation, a little bit of patience, a lot of patience and perseverance. You know what I'm saying? And just again, cooperation and proper communication amongst the people. We all have to use our words, people. You know what I'm saying? So when we use our words correctly and then we use the beneficial speech so that it benefits us, ourselves, and others, you know what I'm saying, then this is what happens. You know what I mean? Speech, verily, we ensue. We allow these things to ensue after the speech is present, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. We put our beliefs and our faith into these things, and we execute, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was
all right. Yeah, man, that was wonderful, man, what Claire One just said. Now, of course, Mr. Boston, you know, hold your peace. We'll bring about our brother. Will of God right here for a quick freestyle poem. Go ahead, Will of God, then we'll bring on Mr. Boston doing his thing.
Yo, what's up, man? Congratulations, Mr. Boston. Congratulations, Sister Bessie. Congratulations, God. What? You know what? I'm so dumb. Can y'all give me something to make a freestyle about so I can show everybody how thorough this black man could be or is? Out.
You ready for this? Teamwork.
All right, yo. Imagine, right, if you had teamwork to make the dream work and it be an apostrophe with an S. Would it be a serious chest? Would everybody be looking like they ain't got cavity crease, but they got the best? Would they be looking at you like, yo, it's just funny, they really being tested? You don't know, because you don't care, because some people from Delaware, they got no underwear. No, I ain't going to talk about them like that, because that's something crazy. That's like an artifact. So I'm going to do something dumb for you and make up a freestyle dumb poem. And now the poem ain't dumb, because some of y'all still can't get along. Teamwork. Why can't we do it? Because y'all ain't ready yet. Teamwork. Why can't y'all do it? Because y'all ain't ready yet. So wait a minute. What can you do if you make it come true? If your teamwork was you, what would you do? Would you stand tall? Would you look at everybody like it's a free-for-all, or would you let them come in? Would you say, hey, hello, hold up, time out, amen? Or would you say, nah, that's your friend, they can't get in? See, that means that's the problem. Because that teamwork ain't going to work, because that person next to that person is dirt, that hurt. Don't know, because you judge that book by the cup. Don't know that. Teamwork could be that other person's lover. Oh, God damn, what happened to the umbrella? But it's raining now, and everybody can see it. The heartbeat's going to make you be fit. Because you ain't got a heart, you're in the dark. Picture that when you next time make some art. See, it's like a pop chart. Everybody want to get in, many people can you call a friend? But teamwork make the dream work, even if it hurts. Amen.
Brother, will of God. Hold on. And I mean, I'm you know, I got to let Mr. Boston. This is his show, and he broke the all-time special record tonight. And just being a part of it, that's what guarded you that championship by calling in. Just, you know, Sister Betsy, isn't that wonderful that Mr. Boston called in and ready to do his poetry right now?
Yes. I can't wait.
All right, Boston, the mic is yours, baby.
Okay, Sister Betsy, because this is a free spit, so you have to listen carefully, because it's going to be something in there that's going to tell you how I respect you. So, this is a greeting in no time, just a returning to greet you. Remember the first time I came across the 19th mental galactic gate replenished by the 12-strand DNA, feeding my genes and opening the pathway to polish my third eye to see you, to greet you, taking us to the realms of 12 heavens using creative visualization, tapping into our deepest states of intuition, intelligence, spiritual enlightenment, going beyond the five senses of rationality, becoming multisensory tuned into our awareness of higher dimensions, activating an individual's energetic communion with my own potency and power, using frequency and harmonics with my most powerful and purest vibrations of universal love and compassion, aligned by the eighth higher plane of conscious umbilical connection with Mother Earth and traveler of 27 degrees. Spanning across the inner gates, I've arrived to greet, to help you awaken your harmonic renaissance, the sacred integration and harmonic alignment of the divine feminine and masculine energy of two. I'm here to create cohesion and greet you upon your higher level of spiritual integrity to dance and sing in the light's language, entering pure channels of divine love as a harmonic symphony. I came across the 19th mental gate replenished by the 12-strand DNA. But are you ready to meet what has come to greet you as a divine co-host? And that's Mr. Boston.
All right. I love it.
Wow, boss, it's like that. It's like that, Boston. That's what you're doing? That's what you're doing tonight?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
You know what, though? I'm going to let Sister Betsy bless our mic right now with you right here. Sister Betsy, do your poem. The mic is yours.
This is the poem that the brother asked me for. The true Holocaust will take the black race on a mind trip, naked women with the babies taken to stump the little one's head in their raging, working from sundown, from sun to sunset, and they told the world we were lazy while we were beaten by a death hazing, a rape of a people who gave them a knowledge test. Have they changed? Or can they change? If you think so, you're insane, because they are still in the main game. And now this system is scientific. If you have a crip speech, they say no. You got to be weak. Mulatto, they manipulated and put them in control over those that had been enslaved. Did they give them a break? No, they killed them just like their namesake. They hunted the slave woman and the slave man with a dog, as they have done today. Will they ever pay? The black Holocaust should the world forget? No, because the slave master's children owes a debt. Now we have a virus filled with the past enslavement. The Holocaust is still at this hour. It just has another face. Now the world has to eat some of that cake to finally be awake. The Holocaust is not gone. It's just fast-paced as a death race.
Wow, Betsy, it's like that? It's like that, Betsy? And Mr. Boston, it's like that?
Yeah.
That's what she does?
Yeah, she put it in perspective.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to bring back on our brand new host, you know what I mean, helping me with the Dynamic Soul Review, Mr. Clev One. How you feel about this WBNN, man? How you feel?
Oh, man, listen, I'm loving it, man. You listen, it reminds me when I'm in the booth You know, I spend a lot of time around a lot of iconic rappers and a lot of industry people, a lot of R&B singers and people such, you know, talented people such as how I hear tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing some classic fire. I mean, fire right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the energy is buzzing. You know what I'm saying? All you know, listen. The batteries is on a Bean Buck 1000 right now. You know what I'm saying? We had a Benjamin. We charged up out here, people.
Listen, I do have a young lady that's a part of our network, and I don't know if she's able to speak. I'm going to try to bring her on before I go into my last track in Ngozi time. This young lady, you know, is part of our legacy, you know, a former, you know, alumni host, and now right back into the swing of things on a Wednesday night. Hey, Alicia LaVon, you on the line right now?
Hello, yes I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. What's going on, young lady?
Hey, nothing much. Decided to, you know, check in and listen in and see what was going on. And I'm really enjoying the show tonight. I appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Sister Bessie, how you feel about this young lady coming back to WBNN on next Wednesday night?
I think it's wonderful. Yes.
And Mr. Boston, you know, you're part of this outstanding network, you know what I mean, being an intern and, you know, welcome back an alumni. How you feel about it?
Man, listen, this is where it's happening. This is so down to earth, so balanced, so well put together. The music, the people, you know, the entire set is the B-O-M-B.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, Flag One, this young lady's been here since 2017, coming back to our network. How you feel about that?
Oh, man, listen, it's wonderful. Like I said, we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. You know what I'm saying? Anytime we got people sticking around like that, it got to be something good. You know what I mean? It's like this. When you smell the chicken frying, you know what that is. You know what I mean? You close by. You know what I mean? It's like when you were youngin' and you in the backyard, you know what I mean, and you smell it cooking up. You smell it lit up, or you smell a grill lit up. You know what I'm saying? You know it's close by. So, you know what I mean? We stay close by, you know what I mean, where the heat is. You know what I mean? We on fire out here, people. And we're going to keep it lit. We're going to keep the torches lit for the blind mice out here. You know what I mean? We're going to help them get some vision out here. You know what I mean? And we're going to make the words rhyme, or we're going to unrhyme them. You know what I mean? That's it.
You ready? Are you ready for the Dynamic Soul Review tomorrow night, young man? Because I'm going to bring the fire on the wheels of steel.
Oh, man, listen. I stay ready, man. I keep my helmet on. You know what I'm saying? Strapped down to the boots, you know what I'm saying? And I got my tactic gloves on, you know what I'm saying? But most importantly, what's in between the helmet is what's the most important thing, because you know I'm not no human android with no SIM card in it. You know I can't be doing that.
That's it. And not only that, you know, how you feel about that, Miss LaVon? You know what I mean? Pretty young lady. You know what I mean? WBNN is fantastic, ain't it?
Listen, it's fantastic. I'm so excited to be back. I'm getting a very warm welcome, you know, from the entire family, and I appreciate it. I'm excited to turn things up, new topics every show, you know, bring new people on, and, you know, just expand what we're doing. I love it. I'm all for it.
All right. All in one by that young lady, Alicia LaVon, right here at WBNN. And, of course, you know, I got to, you know, give myself a little, you know, my favorite song by Mesa. She talk about me, y'all.
Imagine the way I feel when we're close enough to kiss. I've been around for a little while, never found anything like this. You take me high as an aeroplane with a smile shining bright like the sun. since you came buzzing around my way, I could tell that you were the one. Honeybee, why are you so sweet to me? In our own little paradise, I like the way that you read my head, and I don't have to tell you twice. Love is the way that you make me feel, and it's just what I need the most. What could be better than you and me? Who knew heaven was so close?
Appreciate everyone that have listened tonight, and I love you all, and I will see everybody on the 22nd.
Oh, the front porch by you, the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, you right, O-H. And, of course, what more can I say that had already been said? Tomorrow night, we're about to make history. Right, Clev One, the first ever host since the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Miss Andrea Presley, to my Dynamic Soul Review. How you feel about that for going to Ngozi time, Mr. Club One?
Yo, listen, man, I'm excited, man. You know, all these things are brand new, you know what I mean? Like I tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? You learn something new every day. Today is a brand new day. Today is something brand new going on, you know what I'm saying? So we doing all brand new things right now. You dig it?
That's it, baby. And tomorrow night, the Dynamic Soul Review by DJ Olaski, featuring Clav One, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here at WBNN. And of course, all you gotta do is call in the 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join that conversation. Tomorrow night, I'm not gonna let you know who I'm playing, cause it's gonna be great, man. Stop, just calm down, man. All around the world, man, we great. Man, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi @Ladelle_time, as well as Ladelle Malay Wingozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ladelle. That goes over my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ladelle Malay Wingozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Now, we're going to be, you know, Mr. Boston, the Boston Chronicles, you know what I'm saying? You know, California Stand Up. Mr. Boston, you have 5 minutes left to go in this wonderful program tonight, sir.
I do? Really? Oh, my
Hold
goodness.
Hold on, and congratulations on your 5th all-time connection record right now, man. You're trying to, you know, it's a pace right now between you and the great Mo Garman. Who's going to be the Linear New Host of the Year? Oops. All-time new host, baby.
Like that? Lord, okay. Let me go. Let me take you there. And then I'm going to leave y'all alone. Allow me to enter the space between your ears. Are you listening? Are you listening to the voice you want to take you everywhere within every fantasy you've had since you were 17? Penetrate your thoughts gently and firm. Close the gap between sensual and sexual. Fill your cranium with love and adventure. Carve out a space for intimacy and pleasure. Relax and allow me to go there. To go inside the maze of those most intimate, sensual, sexual thoughts, that one where you are standing over me, holding on to the wall. Teasing me with your bald orifice of anticipation, trying to figure out why I just didn't take you, spread eagle. See, the goal is not to take your summer fruit. The goal is to stir your mind tree, nourish your roots, and make you say, come and taste this juicy fruit. Make your reality of time and space change place, take you everywhere within every fantasy. Don't be afraid to allow me to engage the verbal sensual hyphens. Can you imagine me being in the space between your eyes and him being present in all those fantasies making of the walls inside your mind? Breathe and repeat. She engulfed my entire mind and she moaned lightly, her firm, plump thoughts pressed into my actuality, making her groan gently out of the pleasure from time into time. Her brain swallowed the entirety of my thoughts as she whimpered. Sir, do I have your attention now? And that's the end of the show. Good night.